Good to everyone. We are up to page 29. We are talking about the end of Tefillah. We already spoke about last time. We talked about the Tefillah of Aleinu and the Chashivas of Aleinu and all of that. We get to really the last two things that we say during davening on a daily basis, or at least here in Eretz Yisrael, we say it on a daily basis. And that is Pitam HaKtaris in the Shir Shel Yom. The Roma Paskins over here, V'yesh Lomar Pitam HaKtaris, Erev V'boker Achar HaTefillah. He says to say Pitam HaKtaris, Erev V'boker Achar HaTefillah. First, you say Ein Kelokeinu before you go ahead and say Pitum HaKtaris. Very interestingly, over here, if you look in the Shari Tshuva, see, Katan Dalad explains why do we say Ein Kelokeinu before saying Pitum HaKtaris. Look inside, very interesting. It says over here, Vayin Shutri Yonu de Behuda, Shadnosa Vatra Atau Sheik Tiru, Vayin Sham Shema Elokeinu Vaseinu, Vyatam Sha'omrim Tchila Ein Kelokeinu. Why do we say first Ein Kelokeinu, which talks about obviously a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and there's no one like a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Lechuli, lechuli. Why is that important? Lefisha, why is that important? We know it's important. Why is it important right now? Lefishak Toris Maasheris Lekach Lekach Omrim Ein Kelokeinu Shlo Yamar Kochi Veotzim Yadi. Says over here, we know that the Toris was a school for Parnas. Okay, it was Maasheris, and therefore it was the one Hagrala they learned in Maseches Yuma, the Mishnayos over there. That's the one Hagrala that they did not repeat. The only people who did not do it previously were able to be part of the Agrala to do Pitum HaKtaris. Why? It was a school for Parnas. It was a school for Parnas. So too, nowadays, we still say the same Pitum HaKtaris is in place of offering the Ktaris, and therefore it's also a school for Parnas. And therefore, someone becomes rich, so he's going to say, it's me. I did everything. I'm great. Well, but really, it's really a country. Therefore, we go ahead and say Ein Kelokeinu first, to remind ourselves who really gives Parnasa, who really is in charge, only a Kadosh Baruch Hu, everything comes from him, then you can go ahead and say Ein Kelokeinu for a school of Parnasa. Okay? That's why the Shari Tshuva over here brings down why you say Ein Kelokeinu, before. In terms of the sentence, Kaveh El Hashem, Chazimecha, that also many do not say. What is that required to say? That also, you could start Ein Kelokeinu, that would not be a problem. It's in your city, you want to say it, go ahead and say it. Oh, you'll ask the same, we see how important it is over here Ein Kelokeinu and Pitum HaKtaris. Why do they not say in the Chutz La'aretz? Says the Rama, there are those who say to be very careful with Pitum HaKtaris, do not say it balpeh, but rather look inside to in the words. Okay, Mishum Shamiru b'makom HaKtaris, because by saying Pitum HaKtaris, it's in place of being makter the Ktaris. V'chaish Shinan Shemi Yedalik, if you go ahead and say Balpeh, we're afraid you're gonna skip over Echad Misimimah now. You're gonna skip over one of the ingredients in the Ktaris. The Ktaris was a spice offering. Okay? And it was a mixture of all different types of spices. And over there, the Mishnahs tell us that if you skip one of the, they leave out, in the Beis Hamikdash, they left out one of the spices, they're Chayv Misa. So therefore, if saying Pitum HaKtaris is in place of offering the Ktaris, therefore, says the Rama, if someone skips over one of the spices when he's listing the 11 spices in the Ktaris, he's gonna also be chayiv. Chayshin shem yedaleg ve'echad misemaneh v'yamrim shu chayiv misa im chisar achat misemaneh. He's gonna be chayiv misa if he's gonna skip over one of the simanim. V'lachein nagu shelo l'amru b'chol. That's the reason why during the week you don't say Pitum HaKtaris according to the Rama. Why? Everyone's in a hurry to run to catch the train, to get to work, and therefore we're afraid they're going to say Pitum HaKtaris quickly, and they're going to leave out one of the simamanim of the Ktaris, and they're going to be Chayim Visa. That's why in Chutz La'aretz you do not say Pitum HaKtaris, because you're always in a hurry. That's what the Rama says. Oh, obviously, why then does Sfardim, or even here in Israel, we follow the ground that we do say Pitum HaKtaris. We're not in a hurry, people are always right. And that is where we'll go like, more like the Beis Yosef says, he cut me Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah. He says the Beis Yosef, in fact, because the Beis Yosef disagrees with the Shita, that lo ein misa lebaktora, lo ba'amira, even though we say saying the Ktaris is like offering the Ktaris, it's not exactly the same. If you skip over one of the simanim, you're not actually going to be chayiv misa. Therefore, okay, you go ahead and better to say it. And once in a while, by accident, skip over the not to say it at all. Va'od ein misa al b'mezid. It's only misa if you do it b'mezid. Lachen ha-medaktikin no'agin la'omer b'chol yomarei from the Magen Avraham. Says the medakti, do say Pitum HaKtaris every day. And it sounds like the Mishnah Berurah is saying, even in Chutz La'aretz where the minhag is not to say it, if you know you'll have time and you'll say it patiently, go ahead and say it. Okay, this is also the reason why we take Pitum HaKtaris very seriously. So many of the Svardim, and even nowadays some of the Ashkenazim, will have it printed on a cloth. Okay, some are against such a minhag because it could end up getting thrown out and things like that. And you use the bezayon, but many do it because of the school of for parnasa. People take it very seriously. They greet out of a cloth and v'chule when it comes to these things. But that's the machlok. The kudus machlok is over here of why here and here. So we say it. We go more like the Beis Yosef over here and the Gra who say to say it. If you miss out, you miss out. But be careful who's saying it. Therefore, you should go ahead and if you can say it inside, go ahead and say it inside the Torah so that you do not miss out. B'nei Chutz La'aretz, here in Eretz Yisrael, Morena Rabbi Ramevin Saul told me that you're not required to say, don't say the rest of your life. When you live in Chutz La'aretz, you're not required to say it over here. So if you're catching up and doubting, let's say, and you want to say other things, that's fine. Okay, if you're in the Tzibur anyways, and they're saying Pita Maktaras, go ahead and say Pita Maktaras, say it carefully, but you're not required to go ahead and say it. Okay, so that is in terms of Pita Maktaras. One more thing, it's Mashba that you say it twice. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah also brings it down over here. Says over here in Sif Katan, Yud Gimel, he says, Erev, Haino Achar Tfilas, Minu, once we after Shacharis, and once after Mincha, O Kodim La, Daktoros, Lo Yom Akhtirim, Belayla. Okay, and then he brings that also in the next one, Sif Katan Yud Dalet. Ubokar Achar Tfilas, Vetzarechin, Lama Anu Amriyotu B'Shabbos, Yantav Achar Musaf. Valo Akhtaros Kodemis L'Muzim. Why do we say Pita Akhtaros after Musaf if the Taurus in the morning was offered before the Korban Musaf? Question. Okay, the kuli ama yishaychel the korban tamid the esher to give us saying lefater mitoch divrei Torah. Okay, because it's got a lot of divrei Torah in the paragraphs of Pita Maktaras, we want to end davening amongst divrei Torah, and therefore we daven to do it after Musaf. The question is stronger than the answer, and then he brings down al pipa kabalo chtavim isa shatayim lahavriach haklipos to get rid of the klipos. Rabbi talks a lot about klipos. We want to get rid of those klipas that you say when you say Pita Maktaras. The Shla says to say it before davening and after davening. Morena Rabin Rav Nevin saw the new Mishnah Berurah points out over here in Dibur Masl Ubishla. It says, why would you do it before and after davening? It was only offered one time. So Cain, he's saying Cain, lifneat tefillah zeh keneged hamikdash. The Pita Maktaras that we say before davening, if you look in the Karbonas, they have a Pita Maktaras. That's connected to the Mikdash. Uba Pamashnia, Kdei Lavriach at the Klipos. That's this idea of Lavriach at the Klipos. At the end of the day, as long as you say it once, you're Yotzi, the Indian of saying Pita Maktaras. Connected to the Mikdash. If you want to say it twice, you're connected to get rid of the Klipos, you can go ahead and say it twice. Okay? It's Mashma over here in the Roma. That first you say Pita Maktaras. And then you have the Shir Shal, then you say the Shir Shal Yom. That's in the second, the last line on page 29. After he says, V'yesh Lomer Pita Maktaras, he says, V'yomrim HaShir Shalavim HaYomrim B'mikdash Shachris Levad. You say the Shir that the Levim used to sing in the base of Mikdash, that's what you do, Shachris Levad. That's what we say over here, every day, Shir Shal Yom. Not over here, everywhere we say Shir Shal Yom, Ayom Yom, Shlishi B'Shabbos, Yom Revim Shabbos, Ayom Shabbos Kodesh. That's connected to the shir that they used to sing in the Beis HaMikdash. According to the Gra, there also, you say like the Gemara Sukkah says, there's a special shir that they said every day of Chag, and therefore Chol HaMoed and Rosh Chodesh. And times like this, you have a special shir, Shayom, you say Baruch Hinashi, and Rosh Chodesh, you have a whole set of things mentioned in Gemara Sukkah that you say during Chol HaMoed. Okay, in Chutzlars, generally they say the regular Shir Shal Yom on Rosh Chodesh. They add also Baruch Hinashi. According to the Gra, you only say Baruch Hinashi. Now, Rosh Shlomo Zalman, quoting Elicha Shlomo, Perikin Aleph, Halacha Tezvav, he used to say that before you say the Shir Shal Yom, Hayom Yom Shlishi B'Shabbos, he says that he's machmer for the Ramban, that every day you have a mitzvah daraisa to remember Shabbos, Zechiras Shabbos. And therefore, before he would say the Shir Shal Yom, he would say Zechoras Yom HaShabbat L'Kadjo, Hayom Yom Chamishi B'Shabbos, and then you go into the year. Zechoras Yom HaShabbat L'Kadjo, Hayom Harishi Yom HaShabbos, in order to remember Shabbos when you're saying the Shir Shal Yom, because the Shlishi B'Shabbos, Revi B'Shabbos, and Yom Mekayim this din of remembering Shabbos every day of the week. That is what the Shita of Rosh Hashanah, that's what he used to go ahead and say. Finishing off the Ramah in the Siman, he said like this, Omar Hashem Necheini, when you leave the Beis Knesses, or a Beis Medrash for that matter, you're supposed to bow as you're leaving, you turn away, you turn towards the exit, and you bow as you leave. Mr. Bro says in Sikon Yudches, the Bimikdash Nami, Kishigamru Avodo, in the Mikdash, when they would finish the Avodo, Hayu Mishtachav, in the Yotzin, they would Mishtachav, and then leave, Vayim, Mugin Avram, Morena Rabin Ravnevitzal is knowing like this, as he's leaving, you'll see, he'll all turn around a little bit, and bow, especially after Tefillah, But I believe even when leaving a base medrash, many are machmer to go ahead and do this also. Okay, we'll stop here for today, and next time is Rat Hashem. We will do cover Simon Kuf Lamed Gimel on page 30, which is really the last Simon in this section of Sof Tefillah, and we will also cover this long Bir Halacha in Kutras Mamar Kadishin on page 26, starts on page 26, and it goes on for a long time. It's a long Arichos on Kaddish and things like this, Chiyuvim, Adkan for today. Have a good Shabbos.